Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here on the show today, tons of news to talk about. There is so much to get into. The Raw show from Monday night, a terrible show. Hopefully you don't have to talk too much about that, but hey, everybody always wants to talk about Raw. We can also talk about the situation with the WWE UK talent. A new report indicates WWE looking to substantially restrict the number of promotions that their United Kingdom talent will be allowed to wrestle in. A WrestleTalk report out today said that following this weekend's tapings in Liverpool, a number of talent were given new contracts. These new contracts came with a pay raise, but also with new caveats. For one, they can only wrestle under WWE and WWE's partner groups, which include Progress, ICW, Fight Club Pro, Attack Pro Wrestling, Future Shock, Over the Top Wrestling, and WXW. They will be allowed to take the rest of their advertised bookings through the end of the year. PW Insider also reported these promotions won't be able to film WWE contracted talent, leaving them in dark matches. NXT UK talent under these new deals reportedly won't be able to wrestle against talent contracted to promotions such as Ring of Honor, New Japan, World of Sport, or any other promotion that WWE considers major. They also won't be able to perform for a promotion that isn't where there is not a paramedic there. So essentially, a lot of the lesser-known promotions in the UK are going to be hit very hard by this, and a lot of the larger promotions that are working with WWE are going to have the opportunity to likely use other talent as well that WWE has under contract. And I'm not sure how much of this Mike talked about yesterday, but it's going to completely change the UK scene. It is the first step in WWE's basic attempt that they started talking about it initially in 2008 to expand all over the world. There will likely ultimately be NXT promotions in Germany, Japan, China, Mexico. We can talk about this and so much more, but we'll do it after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today on the show. Plenty to get into. Raw last night, if you're interested in talking about that show, God only knows why. Show sucked. Although, it wasn't as bad as last week, which was offensively bad. This was just a hideously boring show where, in a three-hour show, no overrun, by the way. The overrun actually would have made the stat better. No overrun, so you had exactly 3 hours. One entire hour of this show was devoted to Baron Corbin. Can you imagine a full hour of this show? The first segment on this show with Corbin out there in the ring, and it led to a match with the Drifter and Bobby Lashley. And it went for 35 minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying? 35 minutes. And then they come back and they announce, coming up later, Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. And Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor started in the third hour at like the 25-minute, 20-minute mark to the top of the hour. He wrestled until the end of the show. God is my witness, one full hour, a third of Raw was devoted to Baron Corbin. It's comedy at this point. Like, what's going on? They destroyed every babyface again. Every single babyface was made to look like a fool. There's no babyface with anything resembling friends. Like, everybody is just a geek loner. I mean, it was astonishing. It was almost funny if it wasn't so boring. It's not as bad. Just want to make this clear. The Nitros from 1999 are worse, okay? I don't want anyone to get confused here. But holy smokes, that was a bad television show. Any comments, Mike?
What can I really add to that that everybody else hasn't said already? I mean, it's comedy, except it's a tragic comedy. It really, really is. With all that talent that they have there, and that's the best thing that they could produce. And it's just frustrating because as a wrestling fan, it's bothersome. As a pure WWE fan, it should be bothersome. It really should. Where are your heroes? You know, where's your common sense? Where is a lot of things, you know, and that's just the biggest problem. I mean, Bobby Roode, how can you take anything seriously? How can you take your tag team title seriously when your robe is more important and you're distracted by a little guy who peed himself, who was such this big joke? You know, you're so enamored by him taking your robe and going to pee on it that you sit there with your jaw slacked open and you lose. So not only are you a bad tag team, you're a dummy as a babyface, and you're an idiot because if the money is supposed to be by winning the titles, you know, if you hold the titles and you get the money and the power, you know, it's like, I'm fancying this like it was the 80s again. I know, stupid me.
Hey, speaking
you know,
of the 80s.
Why have titles?
Let me say something about that robe. I didn't even talk about this last night, okay? Does everybody remember, like, who had robes in wrestling? Who are some of the people that had robes?
Buddy Landell, Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, who else we got? Rick Rude.
Okay, so
Kerry.
Let's talk about these robes, all right? Why did Ric Flair have these robes? Why did Tully Blanchard come out in a robe? What was the point of having a robe? Did they just get out of the bath, or was there more to it?
No, of course. These were robes that, like, you know, a lot of wrestlers may have worn back in the day, but these men were peacocks. These men got custom-made robes.
Exactly. That's
because they could afford it.
That's the key. They spent tens of thousands, and Flair actually did spend tens of thousands of dollars on robes, believe it or not. But
facts.
They spent a lot of money on robes because the storyline was they were rich, and so they could afford only the finest. And they would go out there and they would have custom-made robes, and Flair had a different robe every night. And point of this is, the gimmick was they were rich. Bobby Roode, I guess in storyline, is so poor that he can afford one robe. And in the middle of a WWE World Tag Team Championship match, this little pants pisser stole his robe, took it backstage, and is going to pee on it. And as a result, he's so distracted that he loses like an absolute geek. You realize that the robe gimmick should be like Bobby's the heel that did something dastardly to somebody else. And so a babyface steals his robe and pees on it and costs Bobby Roode the match. And so the heel gets full. You realize that that's the actual psychology, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're so backwards that they did it the other way around. And they made their babyface look like an absolute moron. And he was not the only one on the show, by the way. It was one moron after another. And that brings me, by the way, very quickly to the UK story that I talked about. Did you talk about this yesterday? Had this news broken yet?
No. You know what? It had, but we didn't talk about it.
This is so amazing to me, okay? WWE has signed Walter, one of my favorite wrestlers in the world. He's going to be working in WWE UK. WWE UK, they're signing the guys, they're renegotiating everyone's deal, everybody's going to make more money. It's going to devastate the UK indie scene, but from WWE's perspective, we're giving these guys, they're going to make way more doing this than a lot of lower-level guys would be making on the indies. They're not going to be working as much. They're going to be, you know, stars on our WWE UK television show. They can do stuff for NXT. And hey, if somebody gets over big, they'll be moved up to the main roster. We got it now in the UK. There's probably going to be an NXT Germany at some point, an NXT Japan, NXT China, NXT Mexico. It'll go on, NXT Brazil, wherever they want to go. They want to open up these little territories all around the world. Look at the NXT roster, all of the Ricochets and Adam Coles and Undisputed Era, all of these great workers. You got Pete Dunne, all these great workers over there in the UK. You're going to have so many great wrestlers under contract with WWE, and their biggest show sucks. It's mind-blowing. Like, it should be the other way around, right? Like, Raw should be the absolute cream of the crop, the best wrestlers, the best storylines, and, like, then, you know, there's everybody else doing stuff down on the indie scene and, like, or the NXT indie scene, whatever you want to call it, the developmental scene. And, like, you know, a lot of them suck, and they're trying to figure it out, and they're getting better, and some of them are improving, and, you know, a guy makes it big on NXT television, and, hey, let's bring him to the main roster, pal. It's the exact other way around. How?
I don't know. What year are we on? Although it's a little bit different now because guys aren't getting hurt left and right, but what year are we on it now where we go, well, there's a silver lining, this guy getting hurt, they can't be booked into oblivion anymore. I mean, how many years are we on with that? How many years has Wade Barrett been gone? Because he's always been a great example of it, you know? A man, well, they get another chance at the end with this guy, and then they give him another chance, and they come up with some of the stuff that they came up with. And, I mean, it's been going on for so long, people go, well, you're anti-WWE. No, I'm not. This is where guys can make tons of money. I want WWE to thrive, because if they're doing well, everybody, in a way, can be doing well. There's an onslaught, business-wise, that's attached to WWE, but that's just something that's a separate issue that you have to deal with. But all these guys getting these opportunities and getting a chance to be on TV wherever they are and getting money and all that sort of stuff for their pocketbooks and their future, I am very happy for them. But for their artistic future, for their physical future, I you can't be happy about it. How can you be happy about it after what you saw last night?
And hey, listen, you idiots out there, that you pro or anti-WWE morons, I am pro World Wrestling Entertainment. if you don't listen to the show, if you go on Reddit and read what people write about me, then you probably have the wrong idea. But I don't care. You're an idiot. I am pro World Wrestling Entertainment. I'm anti-Raw. Of late, I've been very anti-SmackDown. These two shows suck.
Because they're anti-entertainment, exactly.
But I'm a huge fan of NXT. I watched NXT UK. It absolutely was not bad. But, I mean, with the amount of wrestling that I have to watch, it's not on the radar right now. And I'm sure once Walter debuts in WWE NXT, I mean, that may change. The UK NXT version of NXT. All I know is that Raw sucks and SmackDown sucks. That doesn't mean I'm anti-WWE. It means I think that their two biggest shows suck. But I'm a big fan of their developmental program. A big fan of a lot of the, obviously, the takeover shows. I rave about every takeover show. I rave about most editions of NXT TV. The UK TV was fine. I mean, I love. Do you understand what I'm saying? I love the WWE network. With all of my heart and soul, I love the network. I will never, ever cancel the network, no matter what happens in my life.
Well.
But Raw and SmackDown suck. That's it.
Shouldn't make those claims. You never know what could happen. Don't test them. But that's the infuriating part is when you can do better and there's no reason why you can't do better, do better.
Please don't peek the mic. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to mention, if you head to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, I have retweeted a link to this year's Whale Scout annual fundraiser. There are two links there, one of which is to the fundraiser page where you can grab a couple of wrestling-related perks. I've got autographed editions of the Death of WCW personally autographed to you if you grab one. And also, what else is up there as a wrestling-related perk? Hey, if you like the Whale Scout hat that I wear on the Brian and Vinny show at video.f4wonline.com, those are available there. So the books, the hats, a bunch of whale-related perks as well. If you have a whale lover in your life, that's up there on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. We appreciate all the support. Tax deductible, by the way, so you can write it off if you want to grab that autographed Death of WCW. And the other link is to eBay, where the second of four Brian and Vinny co-hosting spots is available right now. You can co-host via phone. You can co-host via Skype. If you happen to be in the area, you can come over and co-host in studio. But the second of four is up. This bidding ends Saturday. And when this one's over, the third one goes up. When that one's done, the fourth one goes up. And when that one's done, that's it for the year. Zero more all year long. So if you've always wanted to co-host the Brian and Vinny show, and actually, the person that won the first auction is a two-timer. He's going to be coming back, Adam. He had so much fun co-hosting the first time that he's going to be doing it again this year. So both of those links are up there. Also, tax-deductible, the Brian and Vinny co-host spot. This is a 501c3 Whale Scout. So make sure you check it out. And just a quick note, I plugged this a few days ago, and things were moving very slowly, and we couldn't figure out why. And then we realized that when Whitney was putting up all of the perks, unfortunately, the international shipping costs got attributed or added or whatever to everything. So I believe to get Death of WCW, you were being asked to pay $25 shipping anywhere in America. Yes.
It's like one of those infomercials where it's like it's $1.99, shipping and handling is $50.
Yes. So suffice to say, that's been fixed. So you no longer have to pay $25 shipping and handling for a book. If you did get the book with $25 shipping and handling,
totes worth it.
Let us know, and we will send out another perk for you or figure out some way to make good. But anyway, if you were looking through the perks and you wanted something and then realized, whoa, hold on a second, it's been fixed. So now you can go back up and grab that stuff again. So,
hey,
at Brian Alvarez.
At Brian Alvarez. Speaking of books.
Oh.
You and your idea, well, we may bring that up for another day, your adventures in writing one. But your friend Dave Meltzer and you on the Wrestling Observer radio show last night for subscribers over at WrestlingObserver.com. Dave brought up page 128, and we mentioned this book on Sunday after Larry Matisick had passed, but Drawing Heat the Hard Way, How Wrestling Really Works by Larry Matisick is the book that Dave was referring to last night. And if you go to my Twitter, at Sempervivi, you can see page 128, where Larry Matisick discusses all of the excuses that one could make about why they didn't come to your show. And the very simple one word that he used, it is clean, about what he feels about your beliefs of why people didn't come to your show. As Dave said, it is what Gary Jester and the guys over at Ring of Honor, they just simply refer to it as page 128 when it comes to promoter wisdom. So I would advise everyone to dance over to my Twitter and check that one out.
This reminds me, by the way, I need to reread this book because I got to read Drawing Heat the Hard Way. What does that mean? Like, they're trying to draw heat every Monday night on Raw, and, I mean, they're doing it the hard way, because it ain't working.
That's the stupid way.
I guess that is it's the easy way. That's the cheap heat way.
And that's why it doesn't work.
Hold on a second. I want to
talk
like about
flash. You know what it is? It's like flash paper, Brian. I want to say that too. About they are hot shotting hot shots, and you know, I mean, historically, it's the one thing you never want to hear out of a promoter. You don't want a hot shot of promotion because it never lasts. And this is where they're hot shotting hot shots.
But two things. Number one, you're kind of right, but you're kind of wrong. It's not even hot shotting. It's like every Monday, they sit down to write a show. And there is a vague direction, okay? We know that Baron Corbin is maybe not going to face Braun Strowman at TLC, okay? So they sit down in a room, and they're like, what should we do tonight for this match? And, like, whatever happened last week is irrelevant. And it's not like they're thinking ahead, as in, well, what are we going to do next week? I mean, literally, it's like, what can we do tonight to get a reaction? Well, let's beat somebody up. Let's get some heat. And then, like, the next week, they sit down, and they go, what can we do tonight? Got to get a reaction. Well, let's get some heat. That's literally how they book this show now. Like, occasionally, I mean, believe it or not, I was actually right when you were complaining about the AOP last week. That AOP actually, it set up a championship match this week. Now, what a payoff we got, by the way. But, like, every now and then they will book something to set up a match for the week after. But, like, a lot of these angles are just, what can we do tonight? Now, I have to say this. This stupid Dean Ambrose interview last night. Dean Ambrose turned on Seth Rollins the night that Roman Reigns went home to fight for his damn life. And they used it to try to get heat. And what was it? Well, it was exactly what I just talked about. It was something they did for a reaction in the moment. All you morons talking about how I'm an idiot and how it was the best night possible. Oh, he's going to be such a big heel after. He's going to be the biggest heel. There's no better night to do this. Look at the follow-up now. We're like 3 or 4 weeks later. Okay? Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. At Brian Alvarez if you want to send me in your apologies for all of this. What did they do last night? Dean Ambrose in a doctor's office. And big bad heel Dean Ambrose goes, I don't even know where they're at next week. That's how effective this promo was. He goes, I'm not here tonight. But next week I'm going to be in Salisbury, Maryland or whatever.
Milwaukee.
And you know what? Everyone in Milwaukee's diseased. So here I am at the... I swear to God I'm not making this up. Here I'm at the doctor. I'm getting a shot for Ebola.
He was getting shots like he was going to Baltimore.
I'm getting shots for dysentery. I'm getting shots for... You should have said hand, foot, and mouth disease after what's happened to poor Kairi Sane. But the point of this is... Doctor brings out this big-ass syringe with a needle that's like 6 inches long, 9 inches long. He's going to jam it in Dean Ambrose's ass. That's the promo from this guy that's supposed to be the most hated, diabolical heel in all of WWE because he attacked Seth Rollins the day that Roman Reigns announced that he had leukemia. He's here doing a damn comedy segment in a doctor's office. Are you kidding me?
Well, thank God it's... Thank God his credible wife announcer is around to actually like explain any part of this.
They killed her dead.
Yeah, say forget about why he attacked Seth. Like, why is your man on camera right now getting taken 5 needles? Like, you know, she couldn't even answer that. It's such a joke. But I just want to say something about you, you know, throwing shade on me about complaining about the AOP thing. You're doing the same thing that I did, and we're both right. We knew what the result was going to be. So even though they set up a tag match... They set up a tag match with the – now, we didn't know what result they were going to have as far as how they were going to embarrass someone or embarrass themselves, but they did that. They buried Rude and Gable as a team, which they desperately need teams. If you're going to have tag titles, you need teams. They buried Bobby Roode as a character. They did stupid comedy. It didn't help AOP at all. So just like you knew they were going to have an issue, even though you hoped against hope that they wouldn't, with this whole Dean Ambrose turn, it's the same thing. It's the same thing because you know what's coming. And it was impossible to give them credit for something that just because they're setting up a tag, it doesn't mean anything anymore. You set up a tag match, so what? It's just, it doesn't, nothing means anything. And then they go and they do with a match that... You could have just had AOP beat him. You had to have that. You know, it just, I don't know. I don't know who they even play to anymore in the 3 hours because they cannot do anything without alienating a piece of their fan base. It's insane.
To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I recently stopped watching Raw, and I'm not going to start again, I don't think, until you guys stop saying Baron Corbin so much and your weekly reviews of it.
Dude, get another hobby then, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
They love this guy.
I have no idea why. But what I wanted to ask you guys about specifically was Is this really good for wrestling long term? I think obviously it's not, because they keep signing guys that they're not going to use or not going to use for their full potential. My favorite example recently is Matt Riddle, who I love. I think he has so much potential. When I heard he was about to sign with New Japan and have amazing matches with Will Ospreay, Kota Ibushi, Tanahashi, everyone that's over there, Ishii, right? Instead, he's in NXT having 3 seconds matches with Cassius Ohno. That's just not the same thing.
Hold on. Let's be fair here. So, yes, he debuted with a 3-minute match against Chris Hero, but I mean, the whole point was
3 seconds.
3 seconds. They wanted him to have an explosive debut. That was like the whole point of that thing right there. Like, if you think that Matt Riddle's going to go in and have 3-second matches with everybody, I mean, he's probably going to have another match with Hero, which is probably going to be awesome. And there's so many great heels in that company that Matt Riddle can have awesome matches with. I would not worry about Matt Riddle in NXT. He's going to the main roster, another story entirely. NXT, I think he'll be happy. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Becky Lynch and AJ Styles both returning to SmackDown tonight. They've also added a segment with Jeff Hardy and a tag team match between The Bar and The Usos, which has been added. WWE is advertising that Hardy will celebrate his 20th anniversary with the company on tonight's SmackDown. Tonight is SmackDown Live. The charismatic Enigma celebrates two decades of awe-inspiring moments WWE.com says, championship victories, countless ups and downs with the WWE universe. You know what's funny is when you look back at the late 90s, early 2000s, and the three-way feud with the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, and the Hardys. And these guys are out there, they're doing these ladder matches, they're doing these TLC matches, they're killing each other. And as a fan, you're watching going, this Jeff Hardy's going to die. This dude's going to kill himself. And he takes all these crazy bumps, he lands on ladders, he takes these giant bumps off the thing that you hang off of, that the belt's hanging on, what do they call that thing? Then, of course, you know, later in his career, he's got some drug issues. Like, for years and years, he's got drug issues. Shows up for TNA shows, no condition to perform. Sting basically has to shoot on the guy. Here we are, it's 2018. Edge, Christian, Bubba, Devon, Matt Hardy, none of them full-timers. The one full-timer still around in 2018 is Jeff Hardy. It's incredible.
It really is in a lot of ways. I mean, it really, really is. I don't know how. Sometimes I wonder if it was worth it or not. We'll see how he's doing. But is there anything that was going to stop him, though? I mean, even if he had one leg, he'd probably be out there doing something. It is amazing. It's amazing that any of these guys, though, I mean, obviously Edge can't. I don't know what Christian, I can't remember his physical condition. Was it because his neck, he can't come back either? But at least, you know, the other guys, I mean, even though they're all banged up, they could actually, and we've seen them actually go, even in a part-time role. So was Christian out? He was out because of his neck, right?
No, concussion issues.
Concussions. Okay, that's so. Yeah, he could. Obviously, he and Edge could never come back. But yeah, I mean, there were, you know, I wonder sometimes too what memories are going to be made from this time. And I'm sure there are on the pay per views and things like that. But even though there's, you know, I'm not talking about the spectacular dives, but some of the moments in some of those matches, even like what the Hollies did. Remember that Raw where it was the Dudleys and the Hollies and it was completely ridiculous, but like everybody had knocked each other out. And then you had like the 80s romance, like teen romance movie where it was everybody else was laid out and you had Spike and Molly that were going to like kiss in the middle of the ring on Raw.
Let me answer this for you. I'm watching all this stuff back every week, okay? Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff that people remember fondly that sucked. So whatever you think about Raw today, or are there going to be any memories?
It's
10, 15 years from now, these little kids are going to grow up. They're going to talk about how awesome it was that one day that Braun Strowman ran that ambulance into Roman Reigns. Cool.
I'll give you that.
And Strowman tipped over that big fence or whatever and crushed. He crushed Roman and Kane or whatever. That's stupid. They will remember things fondly. From back
but that's
in the
like
day.
That's true. But it's like the car crashes like Austin had, and the big stunts that they had like that. But like even just the memories, even though the stuff was stupid, you're coming out of it with memories. What are I'll be very interested to see 10 years from now what some of the memories are out of here that they have. I really will be. Will it be a Nia promo? Will it be Drake Maverick peeing on a?
It will not be a Nia promo.
Drake Maverick peeing on a robe. Will it be that? I mean, it's just I don't know.
All right, let's go through a bunch of these text messages here. There's a million of them. Person notes, Nia Jax showed respect to Roman Reigns at Evolution, and she's a bigger heel than Dean Ambrose. Yep, you're right. That happened. Raw was beyond bad last night. Every babyface was made to look stupid in one way or another. It has to be one of the worst times for babyfaces in the business. Thanks. This is from Daniel. Well, speaking of Daniel, Daniel Bryan got it figured out. He turned heel.
God.
Smartest guy in the business. This person here says, Baron Corbin is a heel, and you're supposed to not want to see him on TV. Sounds like you're getting worked. No, sounds like you're an idiot. if I were not paid, I'm not watching the show.
No.
That's go-away heat. You actually think that Baron Corbin is such a great heel, spending an hour on Raw, that people are tuning in great numbers and being worked? You actually think that? Let's find out how the numbers are when they come out for a show with one full hour of Baron Corbin. This is not good heel heat. This is get the hell off my TV or boring me half to death. 15 chin locks in a match in a main event with Finn Balor. I mean, I'm out of there. Unfortunately, I have to watch it for my job. No one even knows what a heel is anymore.
Do I have to keep watching it?
God, you know we're great heels? The Horsemen. And yeah. and they were heels that, like, they did dastardly things, and they beat up your favorites. But it wasn't like you didn't want to watch the show. You still hung on their every word. Everything they said made you even more angry. And you wanted to see the babyfaces get their revenge. Is there one babyface I want to see get their revenge? They're all geeks. Who are you all rooting for? You pro-WWE. I shouldn't even say pro-WWE. You pro-Raw folk. Who can't you wait to see come get their revenge? Braun Strowman? Are you sitting there, you just can't wait for Elias to get his revenge on Bobby Lashley? Like, you literally can't wait until this coming Monday to see that happen. These people, I don't know if they exist for real or not, but I can't believe it.
No, I don't know. And the thing is, too, it's like, I don't know. I'm not even going to compare it to the past, but look at the different type of heels that you had and how they got heat and what they said and how they said it, whether it's the Midnight Express with Cornette or the Horsemen or any of that sort of stuff. And it's, I don't know, Gary Hart. It's just, it's all very, it is what it is. And they just, simple things. They overthink a lot of this stuff. I mean, where are anyone's friends? Back in the day when somebody did get beat up by the Horsemen, yeah, they showed it. Yeah, they were getting beat up. But at some point, somebody came for the save. I mean, these fan favorites are so unlikable, they don't even like themselves. Nobody's going to go out there and help Elias when the new Horsemen, WWE's current Raw Horsemen of Lashley, Leo Rush, you know, and the rest of these bozos, and Drew McIntyre and everybody are jumping. Where is any of the help? Where's somebody coming down to
do
anything?
They don't have any help. They're all geeks.
They're all geeks.
They're all friendless geeks.
Babyface gets the win on not Mixed Match Challenge, but Ember Moon. You know, she gets a win and then is celebrating with No Way Jose and Curt Hawkins, who they decided to replace Braun Strowman with for her partner. Boy, that's nice. At least I guess they half-assed tried to explain it away in storyline by saying that Baron Corbin hates Braun Strowman so much, he decided to give Ember, you know, as a punishment, decided to give Ember Curt Hawkins as a partner. But if you thought about that for even a second, why didn't Alexa make that move? If you planned this out and you were going to do this, why not have Alexa announce that, since she's in charge of everybody on the show now? I mean, just simple things like that. There's no cohesion. There's just, I don't know, which just basically leads to no confidence in watching this show.
To be fair, Alexa's in charge of the women's division. And Mixed Match Challenge is something different. So I don't know who would have made that.
I guess. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess who's the... Oh, which, by the way, did you... I don't know. None of this really matters, I guess. No, it doesn't, actually. But in storyline, Corey Graves buries... I forget who he buried, but he's like, anybody can run this show. Even that pants peer Drake Maverick could run this show. It's like... I mean, any credibility that he had left remaining as being the 205 commissioner, where he has done a great job, is certainly out of the way. I mean, they put things out there and then bury their own stuff, and it's like, we're supposed to take anything you say seriously? Road Dogg is upset with me because I called him out on the fact that they can't tell stories, yet that's my fault? Get the hell out of here.
Bert says, never has a wrestling company cared so little about the wrestling. If WWE could figure out a way to get rid of the matches, they would. Okay, listen, there's a lot of things to complain about WWE, like with Raw and SmackDown, but it is absolutely 100% false that no company has cared so little about the wrestling. The Finn Balor match last night, they gave 15 minutes. The Dolph Ziggler-Rollins match, they gave 20 minutes. The Lashley...
Because you got 3 hours to go.
Lashley and Drifter match, they gave 20 minutes. I mean, watch Nitro.
Well, that's
in 1999. Like, the matches on average are like a minute long. Literally, if he did not have to have wrestling, he wouldn't have had wrestling. So they're giving you wrestling matches. If you don't care about the matches, I mean, that's something different. I mean, there is no reason to care about the matches, but they're giving you more wrestling now than they've given in years and years and years and years. So I cannot agree with that.
You're right, but let's attach an asterisk to that, too. I mean, they do that because they have 3 hours to fill, and that's why
you
have
SmackDown
matches.
Yeah, but SmackDown, they give you long matches, too. That's only 2 hours.
I I guess, but I don't know. When we're talking about 88 chin locks in a match and it goes through two or three commercial breaks, I mean, I know not everything is going to be Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins, which we went back to the well with, although if you're going to go back to the well with one, that's not a bad one to do it with, but it's like, I don't know. Again, this show is certainly not made for me, even though I actually like it to be.
Find it funny, this person says, how they exposed just how garbage their cheap heat grabs are. Take last night. Nice promo. The one she needed to stay hot knowing she's losing on the 16th was awful. Now that Becky heat is dimmed and replaced by numbness because she doesn't deserve this spot. Well, I mean, what do you want Nia to do? Like, she tried to cut a promo. She can't cut a promo. It's not like she went out there and deliberately did a bad promo.
No, that was like the Mania match with Bliss. You put her out there for 15 minutes. Why? You're not playing to her strengths at all. A long promo with Tamina didn't play to her strengths. And frankly, with all due respect, and I know some people really love this, heaven forbid we talk about Ronda, but you keep putting Ronda out there for longer and longer and cutting weird promos. I don't know if that's going to be the answer for you either. I mean, I don't think they play to anybody's strengths, and I don't know if they're playing to hers.
Bert says, is he curb stomp banned again? I read the results. Rollins has been winning via Falcon Arrow. They're trying to get over another finish for him.
Good for him.
I mean, he does the Falcon Arrow in every match. It never wins. People still go crazy for it. The fact that he won with it is going to make it a hotter near fall from now on. So, I mean, he went for the curb stomp twice in that match and didn't get it. So it's not like it's gone.
Everybody should have a submission. They should have an aerial. I mean, obviously play to your strengths, but like, you know, Lars Sullivan comes up, you're not going to be able to Falcon Arrow him. You know, where's everybody's submissions? That's another thing too. Everybody should have something.
Person says, did anyone notice how Nia Jax didn't get that much heat? Was the crowd quiet or are people sick of her already? People don't like Nia. They're angry that she broke Becky Lynch's nose and gave her a concussion. That's why she was booed at Survivor Series. They're angry with her over what she did to one of their favorites. Her promo where she went out and did every cheap heat gimmick in the book, obviously nobody's going to care about that. It's dumb. It's generic. It's every heel promo that everybody cuts. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. They're mad at her about Becky, but they don't care about her otherwise. Bert says, with Kairi being diagnosed with hand, foot, and mouth disease, do you think that will impact the ongoing storyline she has with Shayna? There are NXT tapings slated for tomorrow night. I don't know how they can work around that while keeping the feud hot. They can figure it out. But she won't be there tomorrow, as far as I know. Makes me sad. Walter's going to be tied up with WWE. Saw him and Brian Cage in Australia Friday. He's incredible. Stop watching WWE last year. My life is better for it. He'll be able to have incredible matches on the NXT UK brand. He'll, I'm sure, do shots here and there for NXT in the U.S. and have great matches. They got a lot of great talent there. I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's sad that some of these great matches that he had with guys that are under contract you'll never see again. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys he can have great matches with in NXT. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. The super pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a fellow here who makes a good point that we've talked about a little bit, but the thing that was really insane last night, this person says, was that nobody had friends. It's been an issue in the past, but this is the worst I can remember. Ronda was the only babyface out of like 10 that had a friend come out to help her, and then three more heels stopped it. That's what this promotion has become, everybody. The baby faces have no friends, but all of the heels are smart enough to have friends and band together. How can you get behind baby faces like this? It's like, it's mind blowing. It's getting to the point where it's funny. Like last week I was mad. This week it's funny. It's so preposterous. Where's Drifter has no friends? Finn Balor has no friends?
He's got a whole club, no friends.
Oh, yeah. What's going on here? Where's everybody's friends? Are the baby faces so unlikable that, like, nobody wants to hang out with them? Man, these heels, though, they're a united front. We're supposed to get behind these baby faces. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, there's one thing to say about the baby faces. Maybe they're all right, because once baby faces get together, they can't wait to turn on each other for no damn reason whatsoever. So maybe there is that culture back there.
I just remember back to, like, these old NWA shows that I'm watching where the heels band together, but you know what? The baby faces band together, too. There's the good guys, and there's the bad guys. And you know what? Even last night on Raw, Baron Corbin said, you're either on the good side or you're on the bad side. So, like, shouldn't the good guys all band together on the good side against the bad guys on the bad side? Why are the bad guys like a united front and the good guys are just a bunch of I don't even know what you'd call lone wolf morons? Baron Corbin's gimmick is a lone wolf. He has 20 friends. I'm out of here. I'm done. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.